This is John Batchelor, speaking with my colleague Richard Epstein of the Hoover Institution, teaches law at NYU and the University of Chicago, wide experience in elite institutions in the United States. Hoover is Stanford. Richard addresses the puzzlement many feel and the disappointment more feel about the elite institutions' leadership, the administrations, the presidents, the way they've reacted to the provocateurs on campus, having to do with the Gaza terrorism and the support and belligerent support of the unacceptable. It is a puzzle to America in general outside the campuses, but inside the campuses, how did we come to this? Richard has a very careful explanation. It took time over many years, and now the leadership is chosen to follow along of a progressive program that dominates the campuses. Richard tells us in detail. Here's Richard.
In my view, there's been a very radical decline in American universities and its intellectual fiber, which is sheerly attributed to the sort of DEI movement, in which it turns out that what you're trying to do is to create all sorts of equities and all sorts of inclusions and so forth at the cost of merit. And I, for one, have always been on the colorblind side of this, and think that, in effect, the only way that universities will survive is to get the most qualified people to do the most difficult intellectual work. One of the tip-offs that things were going clearly wrong was a remark by Joe Biden when he was trying to defend many of these programs and attack the decision in the Supreme Court with respect to the affirmative action programs at both Harvard and North Carolina, is that all the students who want to go there are qualified. And my reaction is they're qualified in the same way that Joe Biden is qualified to be president. There are lots of better people out there. And to say you're taking somebody qualified is not an objective situation if they're more qualified and abler people whom you could take in their stead. And so what happens is the universities have been taken over by this, and all the people who are, quote, qualified under these circumstances have one political coloration. They're very strongly progressive. They're populist. They attack every traditional American institution associated with excellence. And what they do now is they completely dominate university. So if you are dealing with a university population where, in fact, something like 95% of the faculty members are essentially very left-wing Democrats, it's going to be extremely difficult to get any balance inside the university. And what this does is it then reflects itself in the way in which they choose their leaders.
Thank you.